cultores de las alcaldesas de Australia, de Australia, de Australia.
So, Rosie, if our current thoughts interfere with our breath counting, just as do the flies in this animal, should we not try to rid ourselves of them, even though it is an aid to our practice?
Let's see. Okay.
If our karmic thoughts interfere with our breath counting, just as do the flies in the Zenda, should we not try to get rid of them, even though it is an aid to our practice?
Karma. It is actually something really exists. Something you created, and something you feel you should do. Something fits you or fits brightly in some certain direction, that is calm. But that calm is not like a prize. It is not substantial being, just habit. So it is, there is no need to try to get rid of it, to have right understanding of it through life practice and get rid of it. So when you practice that, you should not have any idea of karma.
Thank you very much. Dr. Roshi, Trudy's ashes are on our altar, and she is with us in our memories and in many other ways. How does she exist for us now, in form, or emptiness, or mental? Both?
In both, in sense of form, she exists each time of each time of as the emptiness. She is ready to help every one of us.
Dr. Roshi, why is it the harder I practice, the worse I feel?
Because you feel worse, you practice hard. And because you practice hard, you feel hard and worse. That's all. So, don't, even though you feel bad, worse, you shouldn't be discouraged by it. That you could, that you can overcome, it means you are practicing our true way in this true sense.
Thank you very much. I would like to share my mind, but I have a great deal of difficulty in expressing. Expressing.
Expressing my mind. We are expressing in mind, body. Body. People that we don't know.
What question can you ask sweet potato?
Can you sweet potato? May I kiss it? May I eat it? May I eat it now? Very, very
good. In calming our breath practice, you said you told us to put our emphasis, some effort on the exhalation, and let the inhalation come naturally. I find my inhalation is very rugged, and it seems there seems some imbalance by putting all the effort in one direction. I wondered if there's any special reason why you emphasize the exhalation.
We're not complete. Exhaling is not complete. Even though you try to exhale, may it be deep enough, complete enough.
I feel my inhalation is not complete unless I make an effort. Would it be all right to make an effort? A slight effort on the inhalation too?
Yes, if so. But exhalation means to empty the air, just to make more space for lung, putting or pushing everything down. So if you know how to do it, how to make complete exhalation, then naturally I think you can make good inhalation.
Dr. Roshi, Radha,
Mother means not yet. Not yet is very important. Words already. Because we will never have chance to say already, mother, 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 in spirit of practice.
Thank you very much. Dr. Roshi. What is there to say?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Dr. Roshi, anyways, is this it? Dr. Roshi, the board here comes. It has already arrived. 1 to 10. Whomever was one, walking to you, there is no approaching. Yep. The crickets are chirping and the flowers fly. We chose to extend ourselves in practice. In what direction? Now extend.
Direction. Yes, in one direction, but I'm not too serious. Innocent. I'm thinking kind of everything, one by one. So, in our practice, we have no particular goal. Objects, special objects. So whatever it is, we should work on it. One by one.
And then as I go up, I felt what the stuff is asked. How can I do this much?
So you have to do the best one.
There seems to be such a difference between myself when I'm completely involved with counting my breath or in some activity and when I have my thinking mind. I'm always hunting for some way to put the two together. Somehow it seems very dualistic to always be trying to resist my thinking mind.
Sometimes, when you think, you should think completely with pure thinking. I am not resisting thinking mind, but to rely on thinking mind is not so good. You can practice thinking, but the answer we get by thinking is not only answer. We should know that. You have some direction to work on. If you have some direction to work, then you should be completely involved in the work directed by thinking. That is true practice, and that is pure thinking. To think and to know the direction is two different things.
But it seems like those two minds are always battling each other.
beyond my control.
That
there's nothing I can do about.
That is true. That is a kind of background condition. You mean my stick?
Something.
Where the hell did you be stuck?
Thank you very much.
Dr. Roshi, if Zazen is to make us free of all things, how shall we know the choice between one thing and another? How should we make it?
Put the time up. You will deeply know that particular teacher you sit to.
Dr. Roshi, what am I asking you?
I know that you want to ask me to do well. But as you don't ask me now, and I also don't want to answer you.
But I'm not sure that I know. That's why I thought maybe you'd know. Will I know sometime to ask you?
Yes. But not now.
Thank you very much. Dr. Roshi,
I always have some question, but the question is always formless. I can't limit it to ask.
That is that's a bad question. Has to be said, it is difficult to put your question into words. Very difficult. That is why we study various teachings about this. And it will give you some way to formulate your question. That is why we study some teaching.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Roshi.
In what way?
The floor seems smooth and cool on the foot. Several winters and several summers. Push burns. Damp mops and brush of feet and foreheads from people who are here, from people who are not here, from people who are living, and people who are not living. Right here, from the midst of the three treasures, with all sentient beings, where is the mind that includes everything?
Wherever you feel you get to, wherever you go you get to, a deep mind, a bliss. The great mind will be touched. More than that. But we should be very grateful. You know, we will have our days.
Rosha Roshi, although no one ever touches the bell, yet sound constantly issues forth from it. How is this possible?
How things exist. The most important thing for us to work on, rather than what we become of it, or how it's set.
What do you mean, how things exist?
How things exist means how we survive, and how we help others, and how to be kind to others. Why don't you finish a group or finish a group?
To understand the causes and the...
Causes means not substantial causes. How it goes is what we mean by cause.
How the process...
Process.
...goes...
Yeah. Because there is no substantial thing exists. The only thing we can know is how one or deeply goes.
Thank you very much. On the sixth morning, I stopped counting my breath. On the sixth morning, I stopped counting my breath. And when I inhaled, I meditated on life. And when I exhaled, I meditated on death. And sometimes I found that when I was inhaling, I was meditating on death. And when I exhaled, I was meditating on life. And on my cushion, my life and death went tumbling over each other. And something I recognized was watching. Something that keeps telling me it's happening the way it should. And when I am ready, I will be taken. But I still cannot accept my doubts or my fears. And when I get off of my zafu, I look for the way out.
Can you count exhaling and breathing in. Exhaling and breathing.
When I counted, I was counting exhalations.
Mm-hmm.
When I did this, I was meditating life, death, life, death.
Please.
Both.
How did you?
Not just the words.
Yes.
Life, death. And
watch. Is there a difference between life and death and this?
They tumbled over each other.
Tumbled over each other?
Yes. Sometimes
it is this for one. Or that for this. Which? The practice is understanding of practice is not right. Okay? Think about it. What is this? What is that? What is one? And what is two? And is there some difference between the not? The practice should not be tumbling over.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Roshi, how long have we been sitting together, and how long will we continue to sit together?
No, I know it.
Thank you very much.
Dorje Roshi, there are many beautiful rocks in your garden. Do they follow the same breathing practice we do?
Yes.
How do they do it?
Dōchō Roshi.
Not me. Not even a sound. What is it?
Sun.
Thank you for everything.
Dr. Roshi, wind blows, bell rings. Pain in the legs.
Who enjoys this? Who suffers this? And I am ignorance.
Dōchō Roshi. My mind says yes. My stomach says no. The result is maybe. Yes. No. Maybe. What are these?
That is confusing.
How do I clarify the confusion?
When you say yes, you should accept it. When your mind says, you should accept it. If you cannot accept cross, you should accept maybe.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Roshi, everything is changing as I walk down the aisle. I have no idea what to say. I've had many questions, and they've all changed. I want to assert myself. So I feel I should say something, but it doesn't matter at all.
I don't mind at all about you. Is that okay?
Sure.
Go to sit it. Like now.
As a matter of fact, can I wait a couple of days? Just for a while, though.
Thank you. Dr. Roshi, the rice bowl is mixed with the soup bowl. Yin-yo, yin-yang are not well understood enough, and judgment is mechanical and sensorial. Breathing practice is interrupted by croakings of conceptual thought. What is it that will deliver us from our ignorance and bring us to the true light of perfect wisdom?
Understand.
What will lead us to the perfect understanding?
When you blind eyes, you see. When you have soup, you think of soup. Whatever it is, you should be ready to take it. And then, I think we can get progress.
Where is our intuition?
Intuition? You know where it is, but it's not intuition.
Thank you very much.
Rocho Roshi, what is that in your hand? What can you do with it? Is that all?
I think you are alert enough to feel. Before I hit it. Sometimes it's the doctor. Sometimes it's good. we could express, we could communicate our perfect practice. Now, Sassoon looks like over, but our actual practice started right now, where we count, where we do, one, two, three. And from 10 to 1. This practice will continue forever. Thank you.